Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Unicorn Startups Fail: 7 Hidden Traps. Now let's get started with today's show. Most entrepreneurs chase the unicorn dream, but here's what'll shock you. 90% don't even know what makes a true unicorn startup, and it's definitely not just hitting that magical billion-dollar valuation. Let's start with what really defines a unicorn. Yes, it's a private company valued at over $1 billion. But here's the hidden truth the media won't tell you. Real unicorns maintain a sustainable growth rate of 100% or more year over year, and they achieve this without massive cash burn. The pathway to profitability matters infinitely more than how many funding rounds you've closed. Only 1% of startups ever reach true unicorn status, and now you know why. Here's where entrepreneurs get trapped by the unicorn myth. The media obsesses over valuations, but 70% of so-called unicorns are actually overvalued. Authentic unicorns solve massive market problems with genuinely scalable solutions. They capture market share through network effects, not by throwing marketing dollars at the wall. It's about timing and market readiness, creating the perfect storm for exponential growth. So what's the mindset shift every entrepreneur needs? Stop chasing the valuation and chase the fundamentals first. Focus relentlessly on product market fit before you even think about scaling operations. Build systems that function without you from day one. Think 10 times improvement, not 10% better than your competitors. Take Airbnb's story. In 2008, they were failing miserably with just $200 in weekly revenue. The founders literally sold cereal boxes for $30,000 just to survive. Their breakthrough came when they stopped obsessing over growth metrics and became absolutely fanatical about the host-guest experience. That user-first approach created the network effects that built their $75 billion valuation. Here's your actionable takeaway. Pick one core metric that measures real user value, not vanity metrics. Spend 30 minutes daily optimizing that single number for the next 30 days. That's how unicorns are truly born. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.